B-Pod Studios.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday to Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I'm going to call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You know, LBF, I was on the fence about going to the Topsfield Fair. The nice folks at the Topsfield Fair, I think they gave us tickets to go.
Yeah, they
right?
did.
To
it's
go
really
experience
fun.
It. Yeah. Now, I'm definitely going. I need to go gaze upon the Pumpkin Wonder. You said what? 2,294-pound pumpkin.
Yes.
Wow. Topsfield
it's
Fair.
A big old gourd up there. And it's actually the biggest ever at Topsfield, but not in the world. Belgium's got us beat.
By about 400 pounds. So I'm thinking this was probably planted in spring, right? April?
Yes, yeah.
Right? Grew to 2,000 pounds. So as the owner of the pumpkin, the farmer...
Do you think other pumpkins fat shame it?
he's probably fat shame.
Oh, I don't think any pumpkins talk any crap to that pumpkin. Just roll over on you.
Yeah, exactly.
So as the farmer, this must be your whole life, all summer. This pumpkin is
yeah.
the focus. Like, I'm sure you take the litter, right, whatever the biggest in the litter is, like, you know, puppy. And
yeah.
then you choose that pumpkin, then you nurture it.
Right.
You separate it from the other pumpkins. You mm-hmm. massage it.
Yeah. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
You talk no. nice to, talk it. To it.
I think that's part of the process is
yeah.
like figuring out which one's going to be the big one, and then
right.
you just cut off all the other ones.
That's what it
you
is.
You go one because it's got to get all the
you
nutrients.
Must. I bet you do.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jeez, didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Jeez, the other one's just tossed aside.
See you later.
Yep.
Then a can near you somewhere. Maybe.
I guess. I don't think it's edible.
Maybe. No, it's not edible now, yeah. so it won't be sold. And then what do you do after you get the blue ribbon? Then you got to carry this thing out of there.
Yeah,
you mean you could make it into a house?
Yeah,
a carriage, carriage, put some wheels on it, go to
yeah.
a ball.
No, you're talking.
Yeah.
<That's good. laughs> I like it. So it won't be coming to a latte near you.
Yeah, the guys from who did it is from Connecticut. Had to be brought in by a forklift.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
well, I
got to
go. I'll let you know if I go. I'll
okay,
get,
please
gaze
take
upon
a picture.
The great pumpkin. I certainly will. Put selfie with my pumpkin. Okay, Elton John is your 80s artist of the day today. You know what that means? Just after 8 o'clock, your first shot at $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, I'm going to tell you what. Why you should own a dog. If you don't have one, go get one. I'll tell you why. Uh-huh.
All right, I got 76 ounces of fun.
Okay, good. Brian?
Wow.
Yeah.
Gronk is back.
Yeah,
kind of.
So that's not the 76 ounce. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
I'm very excited. Costco, one of my favorite places to have lunch.
Without paying.
Yes, yeah. exactly. And buy big, giant buckets of food. They're now selling a 76-ounce bucket of cookie dough. And it's the best kind. Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough. 76 fun-filled ounces for you to mow on.
Is that 5 pounds?
Yep, that's 5 pounds
wow.
to you
five
and me.
5 pounds of cookie dough.
You know, I hate when I do, like, when you mm. compare it to pounds, it's like,
yeah.
when you lift that up, it's yeah. so heavy, and that's what you need to lose
but
to
when
like,
you
fit
eat
into
the
your
entire
jeans.
Thing.
Yeah. it might
but yeah.
be cookie dough.
So
yeah.
76 handfuls of yummy and delicious cookie dough. And it's freasible, so you don't have to eat it
well,
in one sitting.
How much is a serving
oh
size?
How much is
well,
probably an ounce.
7 ounce? Okay,
it's,
good.
It's only $7.89.
That's a great wow.
I know.
Penny an ounce. See you at Costco.
How long would it take to eat that?
I'll find out this week.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Challenge accepted.
You'd eat it raw?
Yeah.
I said I don't do raw.
I know you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to. In fact, I probably...
Can't you wait to bake it? Just, you know, 10
you're
minutes.
You're not supposed to. It makes you really... It makes people sick.
Yeah,
but I right kind of... It's the only thing that I do... That's dangerous.
The most dangerous.
On
thing.
The edge. How'd she go? Well,
okay. Not the whole thing. Yeah. It's not like little.
It was
bit.
76 ounces. It was sad. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, I think we all heard the news yesterday. Gronk is coming back to football, but he's been hired by Fox as an analyst. And the timing is pretty good because he will be doing the pregame tomorrow night
oh, fun.
Before the Thursday night football game. I don't know. They haven't really said what he's going to be doing after that, so it might just be for this one. Who knows?
Twerking? Maybe twerking.
Twerking. So we'll get some interesting analysis from Gronk. And here's what Tom Brady, he was asked about it yesterday.
He'll be good. He'll be good. He's been pretty good at everything he's done. So he's, yeah, I didn't know that. That's good for him. It's a great opportunity.
You'll be on the Fox pregame show this Thursday night, actually.
Oh, good. Hard-hitting analysis.
How long will it last?
All right. I don't know. That's great. It's great to see a lot of our guys get a lot of great opportunities like that. So,
did you notice that? How long will it last? Oh, I don't know. Because Tom knows when he's coming back. That's why.
That didn't sound like he was all in. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah,
oh,
good,
great,
for
good for him.
Yeah, great,
yeah. He's got to bide his time before he comes back and we win another Super Bowl.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
So there you go.
He's not going back.
He's coming back.
He's too thin. He's no.
You know what? Send him to Costco. Get
all right.
All right.
I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll split it with him.
Yeah, no, I doubt it. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Who gets more?
Sure.
All right. Last cool thing. Get a dog. Here's why. New study looked back at 70 years worth of research, found people with dogs are less likely to die young in general. Researchers looked at medical records for about 4 million people from all over the world, found out that people with dogs are 24% less likely to die young for any reason. How about that?
Really?
The study found an even bigger difference for people who lived alone but had dogs, so even they
live longer. I really want a dog.
Yeah.
I do. I really want to, but
24% chance of not dying young.
You know me, I'm like constantly afraid of death. I should get a dog, but God, the whole like taking it out.
That's the idea. You're getting exercise, companionship.
Oh, yeah. That stuff.
That's it. You'd rather die young. Okay, got it. That's fine.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This hour is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Hello, 1990s? Listen, I swear I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Sound Bennigan's. About right, guys?
Yeah.
So, forget the Crystal Pepsi. That was a bust out, right? We all know that.
Yeah. It tried to be Sprite, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Bennigan's, I don't miss it really, but I miss what it once was.
Yeah, so Bennigan's
was the place to meet people.
What did it die from?
Work.
What did it die from if you have to think that?
Subpar potato skins and mozzarella sticks. They just didn't update their
It was cholesterol that killed Bennigan's.
They didn't update their menu, it just became boring.
It was boring. Right.
But for a time, what a time to be alive.
In the 90s. It was Bennigan's.
Yeah, it was.
Great. Which one did you go to?
Well, I think the only one in Boston that I remember was the one in the transportation building. In fact, I had a blind date. Well, not a blind date. I had a lunch date there once, and it was when OJ's verdict came down.
Yeah.
The whole place went nuts.
That was your
crazy.
First date with a guy?
Yeah, it was my last.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was not an auspicious beginning to a relationship.
No. Did he show up in a white Bronco?
No.
Good
he
enough.
Fled in one.
He fled in one fast. Wow. You know what I'm trying to remember? Someone listening might remember this. I thought right now in Faneuil Hall, it's McCormick and Schmick's on the corner there.
Yeah, in the corner.
Before McCormick, that wasn't Bennigan's? What was
it? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that we were.
It was another chain place.
I don't think we were lucky enough to have two Bennigan's in the Boston area.
What am I thinking?
We weren't that cosmopolitan yet in the 90s.
I wonder if a listener would know what that was before McCormick and Schmick's. It was another chain. I used to go there back in the 80s and 90s.
Really? Yeah. Faneuil Hall
happy hour.
Really
it was
fun.
Popping back then. So if you know what that was, I'm just curious.
I don't remember. I know that across the way there was a restaurant that had a doo-wop band play every Friday and Saturday.
Anyway, so yeah, it was another chain.
Anyway, if anyone knows.
Please, I need to know.
This is going to bother us all morning.
Yeah, it's going to bother us for the day. So, yeah, if you know, 617-931-1057.
We don't feel like Googling it.
Wait a minute. What is this Google machine you keep talking about? Wow. I want one. Okay, so anyway, coming up with Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, so one of the best 80s shows might be coming back to the small screen. And it might involve, like, I don't know, pastel suits. That's a hint.
Oh, what? Gee. Not shaving? ROR.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, I think I know the restaurant.
What was it?
Houlihan's.
Yes.
Houlihan's.
Yes.
Houlihan's.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, God, that is a throwback.
That was a Houlihan's. Oh, I used to go there after work. That was
really?
Fun.
where shenanigans ensued at Houlihan's.
Yeah, oh, shenanigans is good, too.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah. All right, Raquel, is that what you say, too, Houlihan's?
No, I was going to say Guadalajara's, the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that was after Houlihan's. It was
Guadalajara's. It was at some point.
Yeah. It was Houlihan's, Guadalajara's.
Yeah, a lot of turnover.
Yeah. Thanks, Raquel.
Wow, these people have good memories.
I love it. I love it.
Google.
That died of high cholesterol, too, I'm sure. All right, Brian.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 6:45 at Bob, LBF, and Brian. And this report is brought to you by Staples. For less, it's where your ink is in stock and at low prices. Right now at Staples, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one, 30% off. Ends 10/12/19. Restrictions apply. See store, staples.com/ink savings for details. Staples, dirty laundry. Here's LBF.
Okay, Lori Loughlin's going to go to jail. The Eagles are touring. I thought that that was the last. I don't know what's going on with them. But first up, do you remember this show? I loved Miami Vice. Sonny Crockett. I don't know the other guy's name.
Tubbs. Crockett
Tubbs.
And Tubbs.
Crockett and Tubbs.
Are you more Crockett than Tubbs?
I'm more Crockett than Tubbs. My God. It was the greatest thing in the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
And everybody was wearing pastel blazers and a white T-shirt underneath it because of Don Johnson.
And we were hanging at Bennigan's.
Yeah. There's a picture of my brother in a very similar outfit that Don Johnson had in front of my father's Mitsubishi Starion. Okay. If that's not the most 80s thing I've ever said.
Let me look up the Starion. Hang on. Go ahead. Let me Google that.
So anyway, Don Johnson was on a television show in England, and he was asked if there was going to be a reboot for Miami Vice, and this is what he had to say.
We're kicking around some thoughts.
Amazingly enough, it's come back around, and
that's Don.
Seems they've run out of ideas for good shows, so they're going
true.
To the
if they came to
the
you,
well,
which they sounds like they have.
Yes,
is this something that you'd be up for?
Maybe there's a lot of water left to row, but we'll see.
I'd love it. I like Don Johnson.
What was
Johnson.
That noise he made at the beginning?
He was just
of
like
that.
Going. That's it. Yeah, it was. It sounded weird, but he
what
was
the who made the Starion?
Mitsubishi.
No, Mitsubishi. Okay. So
yes.
Go ahead. I'm looking.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, see you later.
Wormhole.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would be very excited about that. Don Johnson. He was the '80s icon. Dated Barbara Streisand. Remember him?
What happened to
remember her?
Tubbs? Yeah. What happened?
I don't know
Tubbs?
What happened to Tubbs. I didn't really pay attention to that.
What was his name, Brian?
Philip Michael Thomas.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course. You have the three names, LBF.
Three names, yeah. Just like me. I should like him more.
Yeah, the Starion was a nice car. That was sporty.
I mean, yeah. My father was having a midlife crisis. What'd you expect?
Yeah, a little coupe, okay. A little two-door.
All right, so Felicity Huffman is going to be serving 2 weeks in jail starting October 25th. But according to the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling, Lori Loughlin is going to face much more time behind bars because Huffman only paid out $15,000 in bribes, while Loughlin and her husband have been accused of shelling out $500,000 to get their daughters into USC.
What was the plea? Because she will regret not taking it.
I don't know. Well, just to plead guilty for a lighter sentence, which is what Huffman did. They're pleading not guilty.
Right. Oh. And not only that, I saw that it was because Felicity Huffman kind of came up and said, not only did she not spend as much,
that's
she's
what
like,
he said.
Yep, you got me. And
she was the least culpable of the defendants who was we've charged in the case. Yeah. She took responsibility almost immediately. This is what the U.S. attorney says. She was contrite, did not try to minimize her conduct. I think she handled it in a very classy way. And so he said, we'll probably ask for a higher sentence for Loughlin than we do for Felicity.
I'm sure.
I can tell you.
They'll go for 6 months, right?
You think? I maybe.
I bet they do. Wow.
So anyway. And
the pity is, she doesn't need to lose weight. You know?
Oh, my God. Bob.
Seriously. That is.
I know you think jail is like a spa treatment.
It would be for me. Yeah. I'd
the situation lost a lot of weight. Yeah. I know that Teresa Giudice's husband did.
Teresa got
she got jacked in prison.
Well, that's true. She did yoga and all that other good stuff. So that's
silver lining.
Silver lining, Bob. You're so positive in that
I
way.
I try to be when I go to jail, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I think, well, what good can come from this?
Hey, the Eagles are going to go on a 2020 Hotel California tour. But they keep touring. Didn't they say they were just going to wrap it up?
20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. A 12-date, 6-city tour. Atlanta, New York City, Dallas, Houston, San Francisco, in and then in California and at the Forum.
Yeah.
You know, so for Eagles fans, you haven't?
I've never seen the Eagles. I'm bummed out I missed the Glenn Frey Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's like the thing. You got to see them now.
I know.
Because
I've seen Don Henley plenty of times, but yeah, I didn't see the Eagles, so... If you're looking for something for Christmas.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. No problem.
It'd be very easy to shop for. A couple of tickets.
I'll write it down.
When Hell Freezes Over, right? Wasn't that the name of the tour? And also my chances of getting tickets.
Right.
Very good. Okay, good. It's 6:49. I sound like Don Johnson just now.
You just did.
Yeah, hey. Elton John is your 80s artist of the...
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, we're playing One Word Wednesday. $100 Disney gift card. Do whatever you want with it. Here's what you're answering. If I were Snow White's eighth dwarf, what would my name be? Or my name would be blank. Let's start with Warren. What would your name be?
Warren.
Warren.
Saw my name from my face from a bush. That's what you would think.
What?
The name would be Creepy.
Okay.
Because, yeah, if you saw my face from behind a bush, that's what you would think.
Okay, Creepy. Warren. That's an interesting Snow White plot line, but
good
okay.
To know, behind the bush there. Yeah. All right, Kim, what was your name?
Mine would be Sassy.
Oh,
ooh,
Sassy.
I like Sassy. That can encompass a lot of fun things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. It's well-rounded.
Okay, Sassy. Don't you look sassy. Thank you, Kim. I'm Michael. What's your word? What's your name, rather?
My name is Michael, and my word would be quirky.
Wow.
Quirky.
Hi, Quirky.
I like Quirky.
Why are you quirky?
Yeah. Mm. It fits right in here with the rest of them, except the dog.
Right. And Doc's boring anyway.
Yeah, Doc. Yes, but you need him,
the
though.
The cerebral guy.
You need him. You got to get your flu shot.
Quirky's cool.
Okay. Quirky is cool. I love it. That's a good one.
All right. Let's try Karen. What is your name?
My name is Sharon.
Yep.
Mine would be Poopy.
Poopy?
Well, that's
Poopy.
Fun. So
I'm afraid to ask why.
I don't want
to
ask why.
No, we don't want to
ask why.
No, we're not going to ask why.
Okay, good.
But
thanks.
We'll take your word for it, Poopy. Okay, thank you. Derek.
Jeez.
What is your name?
Derek.
Yeah,
how about Sexy?
Sexy?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, he's
all right. Well,
sexy
that's good. You
it.
Know, that's self-esteem is good.
Yeah.
Well, at least my wife thinks I'm sexy. Anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's all that counts.
Yeah, what would her name be? Blindy? No, just kidding.
No.
Wow. I can't.
Bob.
Hey, Bob, I thought I was snarky.
Yeah, I know. Really? What's happening? Is it catchy?
Up on me, Brian. I'm sorry, Derek. You're still
jeez.
You're still
Derek,
sexy,
you're a
Derek.
Fine-looking man.
All right,
I think it's Frisky, like my husband.
Frisky.
Ooh,
I like Frisky.
I like Frisky. Frisky the dwarf. Good one, Ann. All right, what would your dwarf name be?
Well, with Snow White being so easy on the eyes, I would be Randy.
Randy, that's
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great.
That's
call.
Funny.
ROR, what would your name be?
My name would be Horny.
Oh,
we always got one of those.
Waiting for that guy. ROR.
Hi, I'm calling about the name for an eighth.
What would it be?
Witchy.
Oh.
Witchy.
Yeah. Wow. I'd like to use it with a B instead of a W.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I could get on the radio
show.
With that one.
No, we hear what you're
saying. Like
you hear what you're saying. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Jane, what is your dwarf name?
Oh, my God. My name is Chubby.
You go with Chubby.
Chubby. All right.
Chubby's cute.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Chubby. You know?
Round things are nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying.
Bye. Norm. Hey, it's Norm, everybody.
Norm.
Norm.
What's your name?
Norm.
No. No, what's
Norm.
Your dwarf
Norm.
Name?
Norm the dwarf. Yep.
Cleasy.
Oh,
easy.
Little edge.
Easy.
Wow.
I'm afraid to.
Off with an edge.
Okay. I like it.
I'm scared, Norm.
Oh,
all right, Sleazy. We'll stay tuned. See you're the winner. He owns it, though.
Yeah, he does.
Norm's
yeah.
owning it.
Yep.
Dwarf with an edge. All right, so we're going to do a few more calls, 617-931-1057. The best one word wins a $100 gift card to Disney. Spend it any way you want.
Fun.
Okay? So just answer this. If I were Snow White's eighth dwarf, my name would be blank.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian playing the One Word Wednesday game for a $100 Disney gift card. You can do whatever you want with it. All you have to do is just answer this in one word. If I were Snow White's eighth dwarf, my name would be blank. LBF, you are going with...
Thirsty.
I'm going with hangry. And Brian?
I'm going with snarky, Bob.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
It works. All right, snarky. All right, Beth, what would your name be?
My name would be Classy.
Oh.
Classy.
Wow.
My name would not be classy. But I like that.
Finally, somebody classed this up this morning.
Really. Thanks, Beth. We need her around.
All right. All right. Ellis, what's your name? Your dwarf name, that is. Give me a problem with line.
What is it?
Anxiety.
Oh, I'm sorry to
hear that. Paranoid sounds wrong.
Yeah.
I hear you, though. It's a rough world.
It is.
I'm
sorry about that, Ellis.
Maybe you should talk to Doc.
Okay. Bob. All right, Bob, what is your name going to be?
Cranky.
Oh, Cranky.
Oh, well, you hang grumpy. Out with
you and Snarky and Grumpy.
Right. And Hangry. You're going to have a party.
People living in that little cottage.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's only one bathroom. And Snow White being a princess, tell me she's not going to be hard to live
with. Oh, God. You are Cranky.
You've really turned this Disney tale into a nightmare.
Yeah. I love it. We gave
really
it to...
a really apt name.
Explain that our winner was Cranky today. All right, now hang on, Cranky. That's pretty good. All right, ROR.
Good morning. It's Jermaine.
Hi, Jermaine.
How are you?
Good, Jermaine. If you were the eighth dwarf, what would your name be?
Jiminiature.
That's funny.
Okay,
that, that was good, too. I thought you'd be Toodles.
No, listen. What about that little smart game you play? I should be able to play that.
You should, Jermaine.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't signed up for it.
Throw 10 questions at me, baby. I'll hit it out of the park.
That's how it works, Jermaine. Okay. Toodles.
Toodles.
I'm surprised he didn't take Toodles for his name. Okay.
Been perfect.
All right. I just want to be Toodles. All right, so we're going to just take a couple more calls. We'll get the winner here, I'm sure.
Great.
We had some really good ones.
Yeah, we do.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Playing a little one-word Wednesday game. If I were Snow White's eighth dwarf, because we have a $100 Disney card to give away, what would my name be? Let's start right here. ROR, good morning. What would your name be?
Good morning. My name would be Belchy.
Belchy?
Belchy or Burpee. I like Belchy, though.
Belchy or
I like
Burpee.
Belchy. They're both kind of cute.
Well, Burpee's an exercise, and that's terrible.
Nobody
so I'll
wants
go
that.
For Belchy.
Hi, Belchy.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for calling Belchy.
Belchy.
Okay. All right. ROR, what would your name be?
Pickles.
Pickles. I like that.
It's just Pickles, a nice little nickname.
Yeah. Pickles a funny word.
Yeah. It is a funny word.
Exactly.
All right,
Pickles.
You hang on. Yeah.
Pickles. I love it.
Is there any other reason you'd be Pickles? Do you like pickles? Or what?
Do you like being pickled?
Are you pickled right now?
I think we lost Pickles. Okay. Hang on, Pickles.
That's like
pretty
pickles.
Good.
That's
I like
fun.
That. All right. Maureen, what is yours?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What's your name?
Yeah, if you really knew me, it would be Flaky for sure.
Aw, Flaky's
Flaky.
Cute.
Flaky's nice.
But Flaky, you're going to hang out with... who's the other one? Which dwarf is a little Flaky? Isn't there...
Dopey?
Yeah.
You can hang out with
Dopey. Thanks a lot, guys.
No.
No, they're just kind of a good mix, you know? They complement each other.
Yeah, they do complement each other.
Dopey and Flaky. I
like it.
Thanks, Flaky. All right, ROR.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. All right, here we go.
Hi, my name's Christine, and my dwarf name would be Skimpy.
Oh, why?
You're in.
Yeah. I'm sure the seven would appreciate that.
Yeah,
the other
exactly.
seven. Skimpy.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, thanks, Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
She just needs the hat.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, what's your word?
Lumpy.
Lumpy?
Why not? Every family needs one.
Do they?
All right.
Thanks, Lumpy. Appreciate it. Bye. Rick, what's yours?
Yeah. Woozy.
Oh, we got a woozy.
A little bit too much to drink.
Oh, all right. Woozy. I like right. Woozy.
Kathy, what's yours?
How about bossy?
Bossy.
Oh, bossy? Good. Bossy's good.
Who's going to want to hang
like
out with
that.
Bossy, though? End of thing. All right. All right. Kathy, hang on a second. Hang on. Oh, this was fun. So I think we all have a winner in the room, guys?
I feel like we have vocab improvement okay. today. I learned yeah. a lot of new words and
it
fun things.
It was good.
Yeah.
So I think we all agree that the latecomer to the game is our winner. It's Pickles.
Pickles.
Yeah. Hey, Pickles. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Paul is his real name, right?
Yes.
Paul Pickles.
And that's what did he win, Bob?
Paul Pickles.
Just different. You know, he got outside of the cottage.
Yeah, because who wouldn't want to hang out with Pickles?
Yeah, like right. A good friend.
Slightly inebriated, the fun guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Pickles. Hey, yeah, you got a $100 gift card to Disney. You can do anything you want with it, Paul.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Any kids you want to gift that with there, Pickles?
No, I'm
going to
keep use for myself.
Nice. Right, good. He's a selfish pickle.
Yeah. Well, he's not an angry pickle. I won't take that. Thank you, Paul. Okay. You hang on,
it's
okay?
Fun to say.
Yeah. Pickles a funny word.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ROR, good morning.
Good morning, it's Jermaine.
Hi, Jermaine.
How are you?
Good, Jermaine. Yeah, what's
Listen,
up?
Listen, I had Miami Vice swag down. I swear to God, I look like one of the Miami Vice guys.
Really?
I used to hit all the pubs. I went to Harvard University.
Mm. Yeah.
So that was my wheelhouse.
Were you Tubbs?
No, I was skinny.
Okay, good. Gotcha.
Are you saying I was Tubby?
No, there was either Crockett or Tubbs. I mean, the character. You know.
Oh, no. Now, listen, I went to Harvard University. They didn't even ask me.
Yeah, I was going. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. At Harvard University?
I was a security guy.
Oh, yes.
No, listen. What about that little smart game you play? I should be able to play that.
You mm-hmm. should, Jermaine.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't signed up for
it. 10 questions at me, baby. I'll hit it out of the park. Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, toodles, I have to go.
All right, toodles. Yes, so that smart game, we're going to play at 8:10.
Play that smart game.
I bet Jermaine could get 10 out of the park, all right? We'll find out. 8:10.
Harvard.
Yeah, university. Yeah, sure.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, all right. Somebody's got a shot at $1,000 here. If they get all 10 of LBF's questions correct in 60 seconds, of course. Remember, if you don't know one, we just say pass. Today's player is Michael Parfum from Billerica. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
You are an inventory specialist in Wilmington, right?
Correct.
I'm not sure what an inventory specialist does.
We just count things, that's all.
Oh, I'm all moving. Right. You could help me. That'd be great.
Okay.
Good to know.
I would
know.
Count.
That's
all right,
Mike.
Oh, I got to
start all
over.
Oh, damn. You need a specialist. All right, Mike, you know you're going to get all 10 right. You win $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What do you do at a green light?
Stop. No, go.
Don Johnson played this character on Miami Vice.
Oh, God. Pass.
What was the name of Little Orphan Annie's dog?
Pass.
What's the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
What did Cinderella lose at the ball?
Glass slipper.
What city boasted the world's first subway line?
Chicago.
What kind of garment are bell bottoms?
Pants.
What is the one-eyed giant in Greek mythology?
Oh, Cyclops.
Katie Couric hosted this morning show.
One more time?
Katie Couric hosted this morning show.
Today.
What major car company owns Lexus? You know.
Ran out of time.
You did a good job.
Let me tell you, Mike, you got six correct there.
Okay.
I know the couple of these were you took a little bit of a stumble on. I don't blame you. I didn't know a couple of these either. LBF, what's running by?
I wasn't sure what was going to happen when you said stop at a green light.
He recovered
but
nicely.
You recovered well.
Yeah.
Don Johnson played Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice. The name of little orphan Annie's dog is Sandy.
I forgot about that.
Yes,
yeah.
the city that boasted the world's first subway line is London. The U.S.'s first subway line is Boston, by the way. And the major car company that
still
owns...
Still using the same car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. the car company that owns Lexus, Toyota.
Toyota.
But you, well done.
Not bad. I think... And Infiniti's Honda, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
I know
okay.
Volkswagen's Audi.
No,
doesn't matter. But hey, you got six right. You know what? That's a passing grade where I went to school. Okay,
yep.
Michael? So we got a...
I'll take
that. We have a pair of tickets to see Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band during their final tour. That's at TD Garden Thursday, October 24th. Isn't that good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You like that old-time rock and roll, I can tell.
I do.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Is there a problem there, Elvin?
Oh, God, Bob, your DJ is showing.
Only a problem if you reenact the Tom Cruise scene.
Yeah,
you do not want to see that. You do not want to see that. Yeah. Michael, who are you going to take with you, by the way?
Most likely my wife.
Most likely.
If my girlfriend says no.
Yeah, right. Wow. Most likely.
Depends if anybody else wants to pay for me.
Ask the magic eight ball.
Most likely
signs
it's going
to
be.
Point to a wife.
Yeah. Hang on, Michael. All right, if you want to play Super. He got everything right but that one.
Yeah,
Michael. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, all you got to do is sign up at WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So wait a minute. As a couple went in Pennsylvania, went for a mani-pedi.
Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
I just want to preface this by saying that Dave Falcone, my husband, has very sensitive feet. So we call them Puss in Boots.
Right.
Like, you can't walk over rocks and things like that. And if you ever, attempt to tickle his feet, it's unbelievable.
When I heard this, I was like,
is this Dave Falcone? And let him want to hear this guy laugh.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He's getting a pedicure.
It sounds like him.
All right. Okay.
So wait, listen, it gets better. It gets crazy.
I can't look.
Keep it like a person would keep their foot.
Oh, this one is. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
That's not Dave. It sounds exactly like Dave.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like Snagglepuss.
It does. Yes.
God, the guy wanted the petty. He was down for it.
Well,
he couldn't take it.
I mean, I honestly think that it would be an instrument of torture to take Dave Falcone for a pedicure. And now I know it's true because this guy has the same exact.
Why are people so ticklish? I mean, is it scientific? What is it?
I don't know. It's just Puss in Boots.
I guess he can't walk on gravel either, right?
It's no, he can't. Guy. I mean, when I get a pedicure and they do like the little, you know, they have like. I don't know. They just rub your feet. Not like rub them, but like they do this thing where they take some of the skin off. It's gross. But I literally laugh. I do.
My wife, Carolyn, is super ticklish. She doesn't like pedicures.
Oh, she does? For that very reason.
Well, she'll do the nails and all that, but man, no.
Yeah,
no
you
rub
can't
them. No,
just
no.
have them just do the nails. That's it if you're ticklish.
No, I can't even come close
to it. I want to take Dave for a pedicure now just for the laughs.
We should take our spouses and just for fun.
See what happens.
Yeah, just tape it.
Like, who wins?
I think Dave's going to win. I'm sorry.
Who can take it the longest?
what do we win?
I don't know.
We win something
on
that.
That's a good idea.
Long
Let's get him
petty.
Signed
That's
up. Yeah.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, no, she lost me at Crystal Pepsi. I'd be all in on Bennigan's, though. What's the obit on Bennigan's? Like, why? Why did Bennigan's die? Do we know? It seemed like a premature death. There's only like two or three left.
I think it was just about right.
It was about right? It aged out? You know, died of old age?
can't just stick with mozzarella sticks.
That's all they had at Bennigan's?
They didn't really upgrade. They didn't. You know, they needed more quesadillas.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. You made a good point how you can really tell a lot about a restaurant by their app menu.
Yep. Mm. Because, yeah, like if they're just doing the potato skins and the buffalo wings and the mozzarella sticks, it's like, hi, the 80s called. Now you got to do like fried pickles. What are those nachos
you
like?
Yeah, down at 110 Grill, we got like the tachos. They're like nachos on top of tots.
Yeah, you got to be
innovative. That's very important.
So that's what happens. Bennigan's was a big conglomerate, big chain, and they just were too slow to move.
Yep.
They didn't change. They died.
They died.
Cholesterol.
Yes.
I think it was.
All right.
How about the Pepsi thing, though? Pepsi Clear, was that ever anything you tried?
I tried it, but it was like weird. It didn't make any sense.
It's like biting into an apple that tastes like an orange. It was
yeah,
wrong.
Exactly.
Right?
You're like, all wrong.
It messed with your senses because it was clear, and you're like, oh, that must be like water.
Some things we just should have left in the 90s. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.